Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 11, Saturday, 2019, day 131. Today's topic, Samuel and Saul were being filled with the Holy Spirit. How about you? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 19 to 27, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 15, John chapter 6, verses 43 to 71. Proverbs 15, verses 1 to 3. Now, today's main passages. I have two. One is from John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart, and all these signs were fulfilled that day. When he and his servant arrived at Gibeah, a procession of prophets met him. The Spirit of God came powerfully upon him, and he joined in their prophesying. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, today's passage from John records Jesus saying that the Holy Spirit gives us life, and His words in the Bible is full of the Holy Spirit and life. When you read God's words every day, are you full of the Holy Spirit and life? Have you thought about the passage from 1 Samuel today? It's 1,000 years ago, before Christ. But full of how Samuel demonstrated the gift of prophecy, how the Holy Spirit gave Saul a new heart, and he was being filled with the Holy Spirit and could speak in tongues. Do you feel strange? Do you feel wonderful? Do you understand you also need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you won't rely on your flesh? Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, fill us that we may be renewed and won't rely on our flesh again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration? Number two, what is your next step that you can be filled by the Holy Spirit? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share of today's catch about the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you.